Hi everyone, it's Lauren Kinghorn, Inspiring Mompreneurs, and today I have the beautiful Heather Cresswell, who is the CEO of Flow Code. Heather, explain the Flow Code. I absolutely love it.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks so much for having me, and it's so wonderful to be here with all of you. So the Flow Codes really come out of 25 years of experience of working in the personal development field, going and studying with international leaders. I've been privileged enough to go and, you know, train with Tony Robbins and Lisa Nichols and Brendan Burchard, and then obviously local people here in South Africa. And just, it is really the culmination of all of that studying and then out of my own personal experience of working with over 1,000 people on public seminars and then leaders as well in the business scenario, entrepreneurial scenario, entrepreneurial leaders. And one thing that I've really recognized and learned is that when it comes to leadership, we not only need to be able to lead other people, but we need to be able to lead ourselves. And the Flow Code addresses that. It addresses the mindset that we need and how it is that we can really lead from our hearts and lead ourselves into who we need to be in order to create the success that we want in our lives.
So the Flow Code is a leadership program or a coaching program for leaders. Is that correct?
So it's a mentorship program for entrepreneurs and for leaders at this point. And then out of that, I'm going to be developing a coaching program. So coaches can come and attend the program in its current form. And then there will be an ongoing program in terms of their own development that would result in them getting qualified as a flow coach or flow code coach.
Oh, fantastic. That's amazing. So even if you weren't a coach already, but you wanted to become a coach, this would be a great place. You could even start with the Flow Code.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. This would be a great
yes. And I know it's very in depth. You mentioned you might have a presentation you could show us with that. Yes. Could really explain the Flow Code, because I know there's a lot that goes into it.
Yes. So let me do that. Let me share my screen with you and then I'll take you through the Flow Code and all that it holds.
Awesome.
Like I said, it's a mentorship for leaders and for entrepreneurs who really want to take their personal and their professional life to the next level. And then I've already gone through this a little bit about me having 26 years experience. I've spoken online internationally. I'm a member of a global community of experts where we come together and we really refine the content and also work with entrepreneurs globally to see what they are doing that is making them so successful. And then I've developed the Flow Code and I'm a certified high performance coach and trainer. And then this is just a little bit of a picture of my life, because I think it's always great for us to get to know each other. And as you can see, I love the ocean. I paddle. I've been in relationship for the last 29 years with my partner, and we also run relationship trainings together. And I do yoga, and then I also contribute education, such a huge goal or such a huge thing for me that's so important, that I go and I work at the Children of Light School and contribute there. So that's how I contribute. And then, like I said, I'm a speaker and a coach, and also love to just mentor leaders and entrepreneurs such as yourselves. So the Flow Code is 12 separate compartments that we address in terms of creating flow for yourself and flow in your business. It's the key areas that top businesses focus on in order to create and maintain the highest levels of success. And underpinning each of these areas are proven business blueprints and psychological tools that will assist you to take this content and take this information and really apply it in your own life and into your business. And the other tool that the Flow Code provides is it provides a diagnostic tool to understand where your business is. So we can also look at each of these areas and through answering a number of questions, mark where you are in terms of your business. So in terms of your client flow, are you green, are you orange, or are you red? What needs to change? What do we need to address here? And out of that, we create a business strategy specifically for your business in order to allow you to really scale and take your business to the level that you want to take it to. And then just a little bit around mentorship. The Harvard Business Review and Forbes have done studies on what really makes a difference. And 70% of businesses recognize that mentoring is a smart business investment. And our own personal development is the key to unlocking the true greatness in our businesses. Because our businesses are an extension of ourselves, they are who we are and should be what we are truly, truly passionate about, so that all of that energy and excitement can come through. And it's through our own personal transformation that our businesses are able to transform. So I'm so excited that we're having this conversation, because personal transformation is just such a passionate project of mine in terms of my own personal development, but in terms of other people's development as well. Because if we can transform ourselves, we can transform our families, our communities, our businesses, and ultimately the world, and make this world a more workable place for all of us to be. And then for those of you who have seen some of my branding, if you go to my Facebook page or on LinkedIn, you'll see that the wolf is very present in everything that I do. And the wolf is actually the word flow in reverse. And the wolf brings so many different components in terms of our consciousness, our intuition, and knowing how to have fun while we're doing business. They bring community, synergy, connection. It's about the team. And it's also working with cycles. It's also learning to work with our own personal cycles, as well as the cycles that we are part of in terms of nature. Wolves bring beautiful leadership. They bring flow. They bring love. They bring trust and loyalty and ultimately freedom. So that's just a little bit about what the wolf brings and how I weave all of this, all of these different components are woven into the Flow Code. And the first step on the Flow Code is looking at what is it that we need to be really focusing on. And that is client flow, it's our time flow, and it's our team flow. Because the client flow obviously relates to our cash flow. And the minute we've got our cash flowing through our business, it just frees us up to do more and to be more and to create more. So here we look at the money train, which is a sales funnel that is a very potent tool that we craft to fit your business. We craft it to fit your personality, the way that you like to engage, and we identify your key clients in this. Then we look at your time flow. So how are you managing your time? And here we use a process called the 4 G's, and that is breaking your time up into getting, grooming, growing, and gold. And I'll go into a little bit more detail on that as we move through the section. And then your team flow. So who, in terms of the contribution compass, who are you? What is your natural strengths? What are your natural areas of contribution? And this is based on the I Ching and comes out of the ancient wisdom that the Enneagram is based on. So we work with that. And then we look at, if you've got a team around you, what your team energy is. And also, if you're wanting to recruit, who is your next recruit in terms of your own personal energy and where you contribute, and what is the other alternate areas that we need to address and get somebody in there so that they can maximize their contribution in that particular area. So in terms of getting your client flow, we look at who your ideal client is, where are they, what matters to them, what problems are you going to solve for them. So we look at not only who they are, but we unpack their psychographics so that you can really start to build a relationship with them. And then this is the Money Train sales funnel. And here we really launch the Money Train. And the Money Train is a number of different carriages that we take your clients on this journey through each of those carriages. So the first carriage is your lead carriage. Where are your clients? What leads do you already have? Who do you have in your ecosystem, in your network, that you can start to move and shift into this lead carriage for yourself? And there's a number of different ways of doing that. And you can do it on a LinkedIn chat. You can do it through your podcast. You can do it through hosting a business event. All of these create a funnel for your lead carriage. And then once people are in your lead carriage, you move them into the trust carriage. And this is where you start to build trust with your potential clients. And this is something that we're doing right now. You're getting to see me, interview me, have a chat, see how I work, who I am. And hopefully through that experience of myself, we start to build some trust in our relationship. And there's other ways that you can do it. You can do it on stage. You can send them an assessment. You can take them for a beautiful coffee. And then we move into the love carriage. And this is a carriage that isn't often considered when people are thinking about their client flow. But you want your client to fall in love with you. You want your client to fall in love with your product, to fall in love with what you stand for. And you can do that through an online session, through providing them a workbook, through running a mastermind. And once your client is in love with you and they trust you, the sale becomes so easy. And then they just automatically move. You're moving them into that sales carriage, and there you have your sales deck or your presentation or your sales demonstration or your upsell if they're already in your ecosystem. And then you put them into your journey carriage. So you continue this relationship with them and building this long-term relationship where they're not going to go anywhere else. And there you can start to upsell them and take them onto other products that you offer. And so that is the Money Train, and we work through that, and this has really been tried and tested through the Circle of Excellence with over 200 entrepreneurs nationwide, and then thousands of entrepreneurs globally throughout the world. We've run and tested this sales funnel. And then in terms of your time flow, you know, time is just something that we can never, ever get back. And in this world of overload and distraction, we really need to relentlessly focus on what matters most. And that is not just your business, as you'll see when we go through this. So the very first thing that you need to focus on is your getting. So what do you want to get more of? Is it client flow? Is it cash flow? Is it teams that you need? Is it people that you need to be employing? What is it that you need to get more of? And then we look at what are the projects or activities that support this goal. And then we unpack it down into hours in your diary. And then looking at grooming, and this is about your relationships. So who don't you want to lose? And this is really important because here we are not only grooming our client relationships, but what are our family relationships that we need to groom? What are our friend relationships that we need to groom? And of course, grooming ourselves. What is it that nurtures and nourishes you in terms of your relationship with yourself? So for me, it's going to yoga. It's spending time with my husband, going on a date night. It's making sure that I spend time with my family, that I have at least one friend coffee date a week. So those are all activities that we then put into the diary. And then we look at what is it that you need to grow your business to the next level? Do you need partners? How do you grow to a wider audience? And this could be looking at things like your website. And what happens with most entrepreneurs is that they spend most of their time in the grow section. So they're looking at these types of activities, but they're not spending as much time as they should be on their getting. And then your gold is, what is it? Are you passionate about? So I've just recently started writing my book. So that's in my gold section. But it could be a cause. Like I said, I volunteer at the Children of Light, and it could be filming a movie, whatever those projects are that are really connected to your heart, they're your passion projects. We need to make time in our week or in our day to do all of these things so that we end up feeling fulfilled at the end of the day. And so you can see here, we need to spend about 80% of our time in our getting and our grooming, and 20% of our time in the grow and the gold. And then we work together to see, how do we structure that? Do we structure it on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or on a monthly basis? And then looking at your team flow, we use the contribution compass as the tool to measure where your biggest sense of contribution comes from that leaves you with more energy. So for someone like me, I am a champion, and I love to champion other people. I love to work with people in order to support them to grow their business. I'm all about people and about brand and inspiring them. So I'm on that cusp between the catalyst and the coach, because I obviously love coaching as well. So if you have to ask me to please go and sit and do an Excel spreadsheet and run the numbers, it is excruciating for me. But obviously when you're an entrepreneur, you've got to do all of these things if you're starting out. But as I start to recruit, the very first person that I'm going to recruit is going to be opposite me. So it's going to be one of a cultivator, a conductor who love to look at the numbers. They're going to slow me down. They're going to slow my business down. They're going to actually make sure that all those processes are in place that need to be in place. So that's not my natural area of contribution. So it's very important for you to know what is your natural area of contribution, to make sure that you've got a team around you that are doing different things. Because what we naturally tend to do is we naturally tend to gravitate towards people that are similar to us and bring them onto our team. And then that can create a little bit of imbalance in the team. And that's why we do the team energy measurement, so that we get an overall idea of who's in your team, what's the energy flow, and how do we optimize that and maximize that for your business strategy. In the second area that we look at is we look at leadership, and this is really about your own personal development. We look at beliefs, we look at values, and we look at your vision. And what we look at here is that our unconscious, which is basically makes up 90% of our unconsciousness or of our consciousness, and it's reflected in nature, it's hidden. So our thoughts, our feelings, our values, our assumptions, our history, our needs, all of those sit in our unconscious. And then obviously what is conscious and what is seen are our actions and our results. But what drives our actions and therefore our results is what is sitting in our unconscious. So the more we can become aware of what our beliefs are, both our empowering beliefs, the beliefs that light us up and ignite us and have got us to where we are today, as well as our limiting beliefs, the beliefs that are going to trip us up. And then looking at what are those limiting beliefs, we go through a rigorous questioning process, and then we replace those limiting beliefs with empowering ones that are going to carry you through. And then we look at values, and we look at values in a slightly different way to how most people work with values in their businesses and in their lives. Because if we can align our personal values with our business values, it ignites a sense of purpose within us, even for those things that we don't want to do. So even for those spreadsheets that I don't want to do, if I can link it to a value, then I will go and I'll actually do those spreadsheets and I'll put those processes in place. But we work with a process called core values. And our core values are the experiences that we want to feel on a daily and moment by moment basis. So if I have a value on family, what does that allow me to feel? Does it allow me to feel a sense of connection? Does it allow me to feel a sense of love? And if that love is my core value, then what are other things that I can bring into my life that allow me to experience love? And what can I consciously put in place that allows me to experience love? Or if I've got a high value on money, and then what is it that I want to experience? Maybe it's a feeling of wealth. And so how do I consciously create those experiences of wealth for myself? So it could be engaging with the clients. It could be something as simple as going for a walk in nature that allows me to feel wealthy. So we work with values in a different way, but then when we know what those values are, so for myself, my values are love, it's freedom, it's contribution, it's wealth. So anytime I am faced with a challenge, I draw on one of those values to support me and see if I can align what it is that I'm doing with a value. So say, for example, I've got a high value on love. It's my highest value. And I've got to put in a client journey and it's going to be quite technical. And I'm going to put a process in place. If I can call on that value of love, that this is a loving thing for me to do because it's going to give my client value. It's going to add to their experience. It's going to connect us in a deeper way. Then I am connecting one of my values to something that I need to go and do. And then that ignites my sense of purpose and my sense of passion. So values play a huge role, and we do a big in-depth dive into your personal values. And then we look at vision. And here this is also based on the I Ching. It comes out of this ancient wisdom. Emperor Fu Hei went and sent his most trusted wise men out into the world many, many hundreds of years ago to observe the way that nature works and to observe the cycles of life and the cycles of the way that we can interact with nature. And they came back, and this is a very practical model that I've taken out of their discoveries. And it's looking at how do we cycle through life, and therefore how can we get our businesses tapping into the cycle that's already there in order to create this flow that we are wanting to create personally and professionally. And the very first element is the element of water. And we all come out of water. We come out of water in our mother's womb, and there are questions that are related to each of these elements. So if we look at our businesses in the starting stage, the very first question that we need to ask is, why are we doing this? What is our why? I know Simon Sinek has really brought that why into focus and through his TED talk, and it's a great one if you haven't watched it. But why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you here? Why do you want to contribute in this way? And that relates to the element of water. And then the next element that comes out of water is the element of wood. And the question that is related to that is the question of what. What is it that you want to do? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to create in your life? And what do you want to create in your business? And then the next element is the element of fire, and that is around who. And this is not only who do you need to have in your team, but who do you need to be in order to go out there and manifest this incredible vision that you want. Not only what personal development do you need to do, but who do you need to become in terms of maybe there's some professional development that you want to go out there and do in order for you to become the who that you want to be. And the next element is the element of earth, and that is the element of when do you need to do it. So this is when we look at your strategy, we look at what do you want to do, who do you need to have in place, and then what is the timing of that in terms of rolling that out. And then the final one is metal, and the question related to metal is how. And what I'd like to propose is that if you have your why in place, your what in place, your who in place, and your when in place, the how starts to take care of itself. But what metal brings is metal brings us the container for our flow. So if you think about a river and you think about metal, metal would be the river bank. So you want to have these steep boundaried river banks that just allow your river to flow freely. And that's when we put those structures and those processes in place. But what many of us do when we are thinking about our strategy and about our businesses is we ask the right questions, but we ask them in the wrong order. And the first question that we ask is we ask the question, what am I going to do? And the next question we ask is, how am I going to do it? And the minute we get caught in the how are we going to do it, we often can have an experience of overwhelm. And so it's very important to ask these questions in the right order, because if you trigger this in the incorrect order, we can go into a cycle of distraction, which is a downward spiral. Because if we look at, if we ask the question, how am I going to do it first? And what am I going to do? Metal chops down wood. And out of that, we then go, well, what am I going to do? When am I going to do it? And wood takes from earth. And then if I'm asking, after I've asked, when am I going to do it? Then I start to ask myself, I'm so overwhelmed at this point. Why on earth am I doing this? And water takes from earth. And then who do I need would then be the last question. And obviously water puts fire out and fire burns metal. And so we actually start to go into a cycle of distraction if we ask these questions in the wrong order. So when we're doing your vision, we make sure that we are asking all of this in the correct order. Wow. And then the next element that we look at, or the next step that we look at, is we look at opportunities. So where are the opportunities in your business? Opportunities for you to pivot your business, opportunities for you to scale your business, and then who is in your network that maybe has the same client as you or has a different offering where you can partner together that is going to exponentially grow your business. And so looking at how do we pivot our business, we bring in here the thinking environment. And this is, I'm also a qualified thinking environment coach and facilitator. And here we start to set up the environment that creates powerful, independent thinking. Because Nancy Klein, who started Time to Think, says the quality of our actions is dependent on the quality of the thinking that we do beforehand. And so how do we set up an environment for us to do this absolute quality thinking? So in terms of being agile in your business and agile in your thinking, we need to set that up so that we are able to be proactive instead of reactive. We're really paying attention to what is going on in the business environment that we're operating in. We're asking quality questions of our team, of our clients, and even our competitors. And that just triggers this amazing flow within your business. And we are able to meet whatever challenges we are faced with calmness and with ease and with the knowing that we are flowing with the river of where life is taking us. And then looking at your network, where 1 + 1 = 11, not 2. And this can really magnify and grow your business exponentially. So asking questions such as, you know, who can you partner with that is already in a market that you are wanting to get into? Who can you business date with, joint venture with, share leads lists, get referrals from, in order to grow your business exponentially? So we look at business strategies and putting some of these in place. And then we look at your flow to scale. And I can really recommend reading Scaling Up by Vern Harnish. He's got amazing business tools that we use. But if you want to just go and read up on him, he's fantastic. And big dreams need to have a structure and a potent foundation for your growth. So we need to put some of those processes in place at a foundational level, making sure that you've got the right people in place, so that you've got a structure that will allow you to really scale your business, even if it's just going to be you. But what is it that you can have in place that will allow you to scale so that you are reaching as many people as you can? And we've got this structure and processes in place that just facilitate that and really get your business growing in the direction that you're wanting to take it into. And then the next step is wisdom. And this is where we really deep dive once again back into your own personal development of looking at consciousness and how do we shift our own consciousness? How do we work with our intuition? How do we have fun while we're doing it? Because life is not meant to be hard and business isn't meant to be hard. But when we're faced with challenges, it's up to us to shift our consciousness so that we don't just react to those challenges, but we really choose our response to those challenges. So wisdom, what is that in terms of intuition? And that is really the ability to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning. And here I teach deep meditations of how to be able to access those deeper levels of wisdom, how to drop out of that top 10% of our consciousness and drop into our unconscious realm where intuition lives. And we use many different tools here, such as the heart math tools that I have in terms of creating those brainwave frequencies that allow us to access our intuition. And then we look at the four levels of consciousness. And in the four levels of consciousness, I've just given them my own names. But level one is where we feel flattened by life. So we feel like life is something that is happening to us. We don't feel like we have any influence over life. We blame events and life for your current situation. And I'm pretty sure there's nobody that's going to be watching this that is sitting in this level of consciousness, but we can all dip into it. When we're faced with that challenge, we can go into that victim consciousness. And so this just gives you some tools of how to move out of that victim consciousness and into the next level of consciousness. And the next level of consciousness is what I call fighting. And this is where most entrepreneurs and leaders are. They're wrestling with life. They're wrestling with their business. They're not in flow. And this is because we use our linear thinking in order to reach our goals. And we have a sense of life having to be effort and struggle. And so we often take our boats out of the river of life and drag them across dry land, as you can see this chap's doing in the picture, and in order to reach our goals. And this is because we are not engaging with these other levels of consciousness. We are trying to ratchet and we are trying to change our external environment in order to match the internal pictures that we have. And in order to do this, in order to change our external environment, we need to focus on our internal environment first. because the external is a reflection of our internal environment. As challenging as that might be to hear, we are made up of energy and we attract like energy into our lives. So we need to shift our energy into level three, which is when we are in flow. And this is when we are flowing like water. All rivers flow to the sea, but none of them flow in a straight line. And yet, because of our linear thinking, we think that our businesses and our lives and our relationships all should grow and flow in a straight line, but they don't. So here we look at how do we move into responding to where life is taking us, not just surrendering and just floating down the river with no action. This is when we're in a highly interactive state with life. We're paying attention to what's going on. We're moving with the flow, like this guy is. He's got his paddle. He's working with where the flow of the wave is taking him. We don't want to focus on our challenges so that we crash into them. We want to focus on where we are going and then flow around our challenges. So we're always keeping our focus on the end goal and on our vision. But we participate with where life is directing us and where we are being directed in our business. And then the fourth level is freedom. And this is where we are the water, we are the boat, we are everything. These are those moments that I'm sure that you've had where you've just, everything dissolves and you really experience absolute unity with life. And often this happens in nature. If we're watching a sunset or a sunrise and we just move into that state of wonder and state of bliss. And when we're working with these levels of consciousness and how we shift them, one of the things that we have as human beings is we have electromagnetic energy that is produced. And we have electromagnetic energy that is produced by our brain. And we have electromagnetic energy that is produced by our hearts. So, you know, they measure it with our hearts on an ECG and with on our brain with an EEG. And the energy of our hearts, the electromagnetic field of our hearts, is 60 times more powerful than that of our brain. And our brain, our heart frequency will never change or shift to match our brainwave frequency. But our brainwave frequency will shift to match our heart wave frequency. But we've got to learn how to get into those states, those energetic states that will allow that brainwave frequency to shift and to match our heart frequency. Because when we do that, and then we have created a vision out of our heart, our brains become the heart's servant. And so inspiring ideas come to us, inspiring plans, brilliant ideas out of our intuition, out of our unconscious. Those come up out of our consciousness, out of our unconscious into our consciousness so that we can take action in alignment with our most heartfelt desires. And this just puts us into the flow of life. And then, of course, it's looking at having fun. And, you know, Richard Branson says, when it's not fun, move on. So making sure that we're having fun in our business, we put some fun strategies in place, and we make sure that we are celebrating every goal that we achieve, every day that we get through, every event that is happening that we've participated in or that we've created, we really bring celebration to it. And that is a really high level overview of the flow code for leaders and how we can start to implement that into your business. So this is just an overview of it. And you can see that over here, you've got all the different steps that I've spoken through on a very high level. And then every single one of those steps has business tools that is attached to it. So for business growth, for your own personal development and growth, for introducing the thinking environment, the exponential growth model, which is a growth model that I have created in order to scale and grow your business, pulling on Vern Harnish's, some of Vern Harnish's work in scaling up, but also looking at my own experience and putting models together that are going to scale your business your way, so that your business ends up the way that you envision it being, because it's going to be individual to your dreams and your vision. And then in terms of our mentorship, looking at the heart math model, how do we get into those states of aligning our hearts and our minds, our intuition, the four levels of consciousness, and then looking at how we are going to make sure that even if there are challenges along the way, that we are continuously loving and enjoying the journey. And then this is just from Sarah. She has attended the Flow Code Mentorship Program, and we really looked at a whole new business strategy for her that has completely just transformed her business. And she has had run global writing retreats and obviously couldn't do that last year. So we looked at pivoting her business. We came up with an action plan, and she's just started this year off in the most stellar way of after having completed and worked through the flow code. So it's been incredible working with her, and it's been amazing. And then this is just some costing on and the details of the flow code mentorship program. It's a 12-week program, and here you'll have access to globally proven business intelligence. You will have 90-minute coaching sessions, 90-minute coaching sessions with me online. You get weekly video content that you have lifetime access to. So it's a huge amount of information and content. So people don't normally work through the whole thing in the 12 weeks, but it means that you have lifetime access to it to go and apply it in your business and always refer back to it. You've got unlimited access to me via WhatsApp, where we can chat, you can send me questions, and then we come up with this bespoke strategy for your business. And this is usually $1,950 if paid in full before you commence, or $750 over the 3 months of the program. But I'm just so grateful that you have spent this time with me, that I would just love to offer you a $500 discount if paid in full. And the next mentorship program is starting on the 1st of March. And I would absolutely just love to have you join me for that. So the way that you can do that is by taking up this free gift that I have on offer for you, because just registering through this, you'll come into my ecosystem and I will be in touch with you. And this is my free vision webinar. It's a 1 hour webinar where I go into the law of attraction. How does it really work? How can you utilize it in 2021? Understanding what the mysterious secrets are. It's not a magic bullet that only the lucky few have, but really tapping into that cycle of creation that I've already spoken you through a little bit on this call, and just understanding how you can really take your vision and work with it and start to manifest it in 2021. So in order to do that, you can either just take a screenshot of this slide and then at a later stage, just take your phone camera and hold it over this code, this flow code, and then that'll take you through to the sign up page. And I would just absolutely love to engage with you, chat to you, find out how you're doing in your business and how we can create more flow in your personal and in your professional life. So take a screenshot as we're going to be stopping the sharing now.
Oh, wow. That is amazing, Heather. Absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that and going so in depth. That is amazing. And what an amazing offer. I can tell you, I'm definitely the first one to put up my hand and say, I'm going to go and take my little screenshot.
Awesome.
And watch your Law of Attraction video. I've been doing so much Law of Attraction lately, and I can feel how it's changing. Well, everything's starting to change for me and shift. Mm-hmm. And I would love to be part of your course. Awesome. I know that you also said that you have a 12-month mastermind that you run. So it's the same content, but you run it as a 12-month mastermind. Is that still happening this year?
Yeah, that's still happening. So that's also kicking off in March. It's just been, everybody's had like such a start to the year at the beginning of this quarter. So I'm kind of leaving everybody to get all of that in place. And then that's going to kick off on the 1st of March as well. So that is a 12-month mentorship program. And we work through those elements, but we just do it so much more in depth. And we do it in groups of a maximum of 10 people, 10 entrepreneurs and 10 leaders together. And we work through that process. So that just means that we slow it down and we go in depth. And then because there's 10 of us working together, we're also able to network and leverage off of each other and learn from each other. I just think there's so much benefit in learning from each other in terms of our own businesses. So it's just a fantastic way for us to engage with people across the globe and work with people.
Yes, brilliant. Globe,
which is wonderful.
And how do the numbers look on that one?
So the numbers on that one are, sorry, I'm just going to have to just confirm those for you.
Okay.
So Lauren, the pricing on the Flowcode Mastermind is $5,950 if paid in full upfront. Otherwise it's payable at $599 a month. And then for all of our subscribers and the people that have joined on this call, I'm very happy to do a 10% discount on that. So on all of those prices, to give a 10% discount on that. And that is kicking off in the beginning of March. And I will update anybody who comes on to that free webinar with all of the details.
Fantastic.
But I just want to go back. So I just want to go back to one thing quickly before we just on this law of attraction, because there's so many elements to it. But the very first element is this element of getting your energy right and getting your energy in the right place. So in terms of those levels of consciousness, making sure that you are in the flow energy consciousness and your heart and your mind are aligned, so that you are attracting from your heart, because that's such a powerful electromagnetic field. But then, you know, my love for words, looking at flow and the wolf, and then looking at the word attraction, that if you break the word attraction down, you, in the last half of it, you get the word action. So you take action, then you get traction, which is the next little hop between the two T's. And then that results in attraction. And so for a lot of people who, you know, talk about the law of attraction, they're often only focusing on the energy aspect, like you just get your energy right and you'll attract it. Or other people are focused too much on the action side and they don't have the right energy. So when you bring those two together, when you bring your energy into it and then you bring your action, which is in alignment with your energy, then you get that whole energetic field going, but you're getting that, you're building that traction and you're starting to build that flow. Because like a river, it might start off like a little trickle at the top, but as it goes and it gathers that momentum, you get these huge rivers that then go down and enter into the sea.
Well, that ties perfectly into what you were saying earlier, where you spoke about the I Ching and the flow and the right questions to ask in the right order. I mean, I really had an epiphany when you were explaining that, because I think I've done it all in the wrong order, and hence it's taken me way longer than it should have. But it's, as you say, everything is like this. The flow isn't necessarily going to be linear. It is going to be a bit of a curve, and it may take you a bit longer than you're expecting.
Yeah.
To get where you're planning to go because of the meandering path of your river. Yeah. But yes, I'm so glad that my river led me to you.
Me too. That's wonderful.
Information. It's absolutely wonderful. I do hope that lots of the people who come and look at this post, you watch this video and read our post, come and join you on your program. That would be amazing.
It would be so amazing. I would just love to share this information. It's been such a huge journey in my own life and in my own business. And yeah, I just want to share it with as many, many people as possible.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you for the work that you're giving back to the world. It is really incredible. I have got one last question for you, because I'm an affiliate marketer. So most of these programs that you get online nowadays, when you start to, you know, become part of these programs, you also, because you're so passionate about them yourselves, you start to promote them. So do you have an affiliate program running as well, so that people can promote your program who have maybe been part of it or have been through it or not?
Yes, I do. I do have one. I have, I normally work on a 10% affiliate fee. So any of the programs that get sold by other people or introduced to me by other people, but I'm not open to negotiation and chatting about it. So I've literally just started that, where I've got one other person that is working on an affiliate partnership with me. But yeah, very, very happy to work on that basis with anybody who comes and does the course or sees value on it and wants to promote it. That would be wonderful.
Awesome. Okay, wonderful. I'm so excited. I'm really excited to do it. I hope that, I'm setting the intention that once I've done your webinar and really understand the law of attraction, I'm going to attract the money and become one of your coachees as well. It'll be divine.
So brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks.
Awesome. So I'm going to stop the recording now.